For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The Milwaukee Bucks boycott, and that, of course, in the protest of the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And we don't know if we're going to have an NBA season. Let me put that up front right now. And if you've been listening to the show the first hour, I'm going to repeat myself just so I can give people the information that I had from last night from a prominent agent who represents some players in the bubble. And that is that there is a real possibility. In fact, he thought last night that they were going to shut down the season because without the Lakers and Clippers, you can't have a season in the bubble. You can't have a postseason. And the Lakers and Clippers agreed to not continue to play. So they were willing to walk out of the bubble as a show of protest. And the games, according to the players, they want it to be labeled, they're boycotting. They weren't postponed, but they are postponed because they have to make these games up. There's supposed to be basketball today, and from what I'm told, there won't be basketball today. Because I think what is being asked of all of the teams in the bubble, everybody is going to boycott a game. All of the teams are going to, including the Celtics and the Raptors. They start round two. But you got basketball coming up this afternoon. Supposed to be at 4 o'clock. So 6 hours from now, we're supposed to have basketball, but I don't think so. You'd be having a shoot-around. I wanted to bring back some of the sound that we played. Doc Rivers, the Clippers head coach on Wednesday, was so powerful. And he was speaking as a person. He's speaking as a father. Then, of course, you know that he's speaking as a head coach of the LA Clippers. But this is what Doc had to say about where we are right now as a society.
All you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing to me why we keep loving this country and this country does not love us back. It's really so sad. Like, I should just be a coach. And it's so often reminded of my color. You know, it's just really sad. We got to do better.
So that's Doc Rivers. That's prior to a game on Wednesday. And I think getting the players in the mindset of being able to play a basketball game is going to take some time. And I wonder if we have basketball maybe this weekend. And I know basketball shouldn't be the end game here, the goal, because I can't tell these players in the bubble what to think or feel or what they should do or not do. But it's a business. And they were informed last night by the head of their union, Michelle Roberts, this is a business. There are financial ramifications, and the owners have options here. But this is a player-driven league, and Adam Silver's got a lot on his plate today. But I would be really surprised if we had basketball this afternoon or tonight. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. I don't have a poll question today because I just didn't think, given the sensitivity going on, is there something that we could offer you? And look, when sports, when something like this collides, then we cover it. And 2 days ago, we talked about what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And I was trying to figure out, I didn't want to be numb to it. I didn't want to avoid it, but I didn't want to go out and get it and try to put it into our show. And I said, if this impacts what happens in the sports world and what players do, don't do, teams do, leagues do, don't do, then we'll cover it. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. So that's why we're covering it today. I didn't want to go out and get it and bring it in. I wanted to have it be part of what is going on in sports right now. And when games started getting canceled, then this is a story. This is the story. These are playoff games. This isn't a November game. This is now. This is the playoffs. And that's why we're covering it today. But no poll question. And this didn't just affect the basketball players. You had football players. Practices are canceled today in some of these cities with some of these teams. Baseball games, some players sat out. Thought it was interesting that Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers pitcher, had this to say about Mookie Betts and supporting black players.
You know what, some of our black teammates, some of the black players around the league, some of the things that they've been through, I'll never understand. And it's just trying to figure out how to support them the best way possible. And I don't have the right answer, but for tonight, I feel like the right answer for us, for myself as a white man, was to sit out with them. And I think that's ultimately what we're going to have to do, is just continue to listen to them and then try to figure out the best way to love people well with that.
That's Clayton Kershaw last night. And you had some leagues, some teams, some played, some didn't. I heard from somebody last night, a source who said that it puts some people in a real difficult position. There's a disconnect with the world of sports because you can't look at this and say, well, that's just NBA players or African-American players playing in the NBA. We shouldn't separate that. These are people. And these athletes in other sports should be looking at them and say, this isn't a black thing. This isn't us. This is our society. And I think that's where some of these teams, some of these players were put in a real delicate position of, do I sit down? Is anybody else sitting down with me? What if I disagree and I want to play? Because it wasn't universal that everybody didn't want to play last night. Just letting you know that. So we'll talk to Chris Mannix. He'll join us from the bubble coming up. We're also following this story with the Washington football team. The Washington football team, they're not practicing today, but they're confronting new claims of harassment and a video, a lewd video made for Daniel Snyder. So this is Washington Post. The second set of sexual harassment allegations against the Washington football team was reported Wednesday by the Post. 25 more women came forward with claims this time, bringing the total number of accusers to 42. Daniel Snyder directly implicated in two instances. He has direct ties to behavior that supposedly was going on throughout his team the last two decades. Now, apparently, there was a video that was made. According to the Washington Post, Daniel Snyder asked the video team in 2008 to compile outtakes of cheerleaders' private parts for the shoot for the team's swimsuit calendar. Two of these members of the video team have resigned. A second staffer, a former staffer, a broadcast producer who asked to remain anonymous, told the Post that a similar request was done in 2010 when the calendar was shot in the Dominican Republic. The footage was to be burned into a DVD titled For Executive Meeting. Team canceled practice on Thursday. Mike Florio will join us on this topic. And at what point, commissioner has no problem singling out players. He has no problem punishing players. He has no problem putting them on the commissioner's exempt list. But if you're a commissioner and you're given credit for being a great businessman, why would you have Daniel? How is he good for business? Because it's a great franchise, great fan base. Put it up on the open market, see what it goes for. But it's time to kick Daniel Snyder to the curb. Like, it just keeps building. This has nothing to do with the nickname. I mean, that's over. Eventually, he'll get around to changing it. But as I said, given Daniel Snyder being a good businessman, he'll understand how to make even more money with changing the nickname. All new merchandise. But at some point, the commissioner's got to go, you got to go. And I don't know what the tipping point is. I don't know what else you need. But if this was a player, they don't get this many chances. Yeah, Paul.
And doesn't it feel like Daniel Snyder spent the past month trying to keep this story at bay? He hires an African-American president for his team. He hires a female to be the run the broadcasting division after the guy who ran it before got in a big trouble and had to, air quote, retire. It feels like Daniel Snyder is trying to do every move he can to delay having to give up this team for another year.
And I'm happy that these people got put in these places. I just don't know why they got put in these places, but I have a pretty good idea. Because we heard from Washington, hey, do you want to talk to our new president? He's African-American. I want to talk to your owner. I talked to Ron Rivera. It took me a day to get Ron Rivera, who I hope is feeling better. And I felt bad for Ron Rivera. He'd been there 6 months. He didn't know everybody's name in the building. And he's out there doing interviews, talking about, you know, Washington's football team here. I don't want your new president or head of your broadcasting. I want your owner. That's who I want. Because the other stuff, it feels like, hey, nothing to see here. Look at us. We're so sensitive. We're racially sensitive, gender sensitive. We're the Washington football team. Yeah, McLevin.
Do you think other owners are worried about precedent? You know, remember they fired Jerry Richardson in Carolina.
Oh, I know. Oh, I believe me, I heard when this story first came out with the Washington Post, and I talked to somebody, a source who said, there are a couple owners who are really nervous with what's going on with Daniel Snyder. I said, okay. Yeah, there is, I think there's people who were nervous about precedent setting that all of a sudden I'm going to go get you for personal conduct. Am I going to be looking at other owners here? So, yes, I think that is a viable possibility in this situation. So, Flora will join us coming up. It was a crazy day yesterday, and it was a little bit, I think it was right at 4 o'clock, and I text the Danettes, and I go, hey, I'm hearing something with the Bucks and the Magic. I wasn't able to watch, so I was in my car, and I got in a phone call, and all it was a heads-up that said, hey, Bucks Magic, it's going to get interesting here. And so I text the Danettes because I thought maybe you guys were able to watch the beginning of that. And then all of a sudden they turn on NBA TV and they go, Bucks just left the floor. The Magic are still out there shooting. And then I thought, okay, is there a, maybe it's a technical delay. Maybe there's something that happened with the scoreboard. Like, I had no idea. And all of a sudden I get home and I watch NBA TV. Jim Jackson did a wonderful job. Chris Webber was really good yesterday as well. But this is happening right in front of you. And you're prepared for a game. And now you got all this fill time. And I thought that they did a wonderful job. Here's a portion of what Chris Webber had to say, the former NBA player, TNT NBA analyst.
We know vote. We keep hearing vote. Everybody vote. But I'm here to speak for those that are always marginalized. Those that live in these neighborhoods where we preach and tell them to vote and walk away. Charles Barkley came to my high school. Just seeing him in the locker room, seeing his hands and his body, that inspired me. You can't see something. You can't be something until you see it. And when I tell you the little kids that have called me upset, I have a godson that has autism, and I just had to explain to him why we aren't playing. I have young nephews that I've had to talk to about death before they've even seen it in a movie. If not now, when? If not during a pandemic and countless lives being lost, if not now, when?
You can hear it in his voice. It's powerful stuff. That's Chris Webber yesterday. Yesterday's NBA games, the first postseason games postponed in the league for any reason since the Lakers and Clippers had to postpone games in the 1992 playoffs due to the rioting in Los Angeles after the Rodney King verdict. Your phone calls are welcome. I pride myself in this audience, and if you have something that you think is smart or that we need to hear or you'd like to convey, then we have phone lines that are open. Just be respectful. That's all I'm asking. Same thing I ask every single day when you call in. I give you the opportunity, and I hope you view it as it's an opportunity to be able to say what you want to say. We don't have a poll question today. If you want to email, you want to tweet, you can also do that as well. But we don't know what's going to happen today. I don't know what's going to happen in 45 minutes from now or an hour from now by the time we're done with the show. But my guess is I don't think we're playing basketball today and tonight. I don't know when we play basketball again. But I do know from a source last night, there was a really strong sense the season was going to be shut down last night. A really strong sense. You know, there's anger, frustration, confusion. You're in the bubble. While that does help in getting together with your teammates to discuss these things, I do think, as Paul George pointed out, you know, you get depressed. You're in a bad place there. You're in a bubble. You play basketball, you go back to your room. That's all you do. And I think the tensions are starting to boil over. And you go back to what was said by Kyrie Irving a couple of weeks ago. You know, we shouldn't be going into the bubble and playing basketball. And people piled on Kyrie at the time. Are they watering down the message? Is it still being heard? If you don't play, what's it mean? If you do play, what's it mean? These are real heavy questions that have to be answered by the players, by the owners. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Mike Florio. Your phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. It's about 17 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll step away from the Orlando bubble here for a little bit. And once again, we'll talk to Chris Mannix coming up next hour and just find out exactly what's at stake today and tonight, because I think the season could be not in jeopardy, but it's certainly in the discussion of they may shut this down. From what I was told last night, it was a serious conversation and the discussion. And when I said, well, what was the discussion like? And my source said, there wasn't a lot of discussion. There was a lot of anger in that room. And then the Clippers and Lakers reportedly were leading the charge to shut down the season. So we'll have Chris Mannix joining us coming up in a little bit. Mike Florio has been all over this Washington story. When will the lawsuits be filed in the Washington football investigation? The NFL won't hire an independent investigator to review the Washington allegations. Things appear to be getting worse. Mike Florio on loan from Pro Football Talk Live on Peacock. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How would you sum this up of where we are with Washington and Daniel Snyder?
Well, it's extremely troubling, Dan. And the commissioner's statement that was issued last night had an initial paragraph that was extremely appropriate and reflected the concern that the league should have over what is now 40 former female employees and counting who have alleged sexual harassment against the franchise via reporting by the Washington Post. But the second paragraph of the commissioner's statement made it clear, Dan, that the league is going to continue to defer to the investigation that was arranged, bought, and paid for by Daniel Snyder. And it's one thing for that investigation to be conducted before Snyder is directly accused of wrongdoing, but now the guy who's signing the paychecks to the lawyer, right? The lawyer has a duty to the client. Snyder is the client. He's in the crosshairs. I'm astounded that the NFL is not taking this thing over. I mean, look at it this way. You've got 40 former employees who are going to be contacted by the lawyer who is working for the team. Are they going to talk to her? I sure wouldn't.
No.
But if it's a lawyer who is hired by the NFL and explains, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this on behalf of the NFL, not on behalf of Washington, then I'm more likely to talk. So that's just a practical impediment to what makes no sense. It's just one of the practical impediments to what makes no sense to have the league not do this investigation on its own.
A league that is predicated on being great businessmen, how can this possibly help business by having Daniel Snyder? Why are they still protecting him unless these other owners would be worried about precedent that, hey, you're going to start looking at his personal life or how he handles things, or people, you know, you're going to shine the spotlight on me as well?
Well, remember when Jerry Richardson had to sell the Panthers, Dan, the league hired an independent counsel to investigate. Now, with Richardson, there was already a sense that the ship was sailing and he was going to be selling the team. There were multiple settlement agreements with non-disclosure clauses where there were individuals who had accused Richardson of wrongdoing and they had settled those claims, which, even though every one of those settlement agreements says the defendant admits no wrongdoing, the fact that you're writing the check at some level creates the impression you did something you shouldn't have done. So Richardson's already out. But I do think there's still this lingering concern among owners that if and when that spotlight ever gets turned toward us, and all it takes is a motivated enemy who starts stirring up trouble, and every major billion-dollar organization has had disgruntled employees at some time or another, it very well could be that there's a level of concern here. There's a layer of buffer that the owners are looking for to insulate them against ever being on the wrong side of what Daniel Snyder would be on the wrong side of if there was a truly independent investigation.
So what has to happen for Daniel Snyder to relinquish control of this team?
Well, the investigation needs to find some evidence that is persuasive that would cause the NFL to say, sorry, but this isn't acceptable. You've got to go. Now, look, I see two separate issues here. I see specific allegations against Snyder that may or may not be true, and he's denied them in a statement that he issued yesterday. And then I see the broader issue with the culture of the organization, an organization he's presided over for 21 years. At what point is the mountain of misconduct so great that you say, wait a minute, this is your team. You're ultimately in charge. You set the tone here. You determine whether or not there's going to be a sufficiently robust human resources department to process reports, to encourage reporting. This is your team. This is your shop. And it's been dysfunctional as it relates to how women are treated for two decades. Sorry, you can't continue. I mean, that's another way this can go. But again, it's not likely to happen if the person doing the investigation is processing all the facts through that lens of, and it's justifiable, it's understandable. I'm being paid by Daniel Snyder to do this. My duty to Daniel Snyder is to not throw him under the bus.
Yeah, your job is not to get him to lose control of his team, I'm guessing. That's what I don't understand with the NFL. If you're going to investigate, then investigate. But you can't say this is an independent investigator when she's hired by Daniel Snyder. You have NFL teams not practicing, some not practicing today. We're 2 weeks away from the season opener. With what is going on, certainly with the NBA, is there a spillover with the NFL as we get closer once the season starts?
Dan, I'm going to quote Pete Carroll, the Seahawks coach, from yesterday when he was asked about the possibility of players refusing to take the field for games. He said, anything's possible. It's a season of protest, and anything is possible. And it feels like we're always one news cycle away from the next video that makes us say, what in the hell are we looking at here? And how is progress not being made? George Floyd's murder supposedly made us all wide awake. And now here we are at the end of the summer, close to Labor Day. Floyd happened Memorial Day, and we have another incident. And I feel like every time one of these incidents happen, it raises the stakes now that players are going to react by basically saying, hey, look, the time for talking is over. We've tried to talk. I think that's what the NBA is saying. We've tried to talk. We've tried to explain. We've tried to make you aware of what we're concerned about, and you're not listening to us. So we are literally taking our ball and going home.
We're talking to Mike Florio, co-host Pro Football Live on Peacock, the show that precedes ours. I'm also wondering about this as we go into the season and these false positives here. How is the NFL, what did they learn from these 70-plus false positives? Because if this happened 2 weeks from today, it would shut down the football season, you know, for the weekend, I'm going to guess, or for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Dan, what the NFL currently is doing through the competition committee, brainstorming every possible scenario that could emerge once we get into the season. But you know how it goes. It's the things you worry about that never happen. It's those things you didn't actually plan for that get dropped onto your lap at the worst possible time. But they can't say if false positives happen in a cluster during the season, gee, we didn't see that coming because now we've seen it. I hope that BioReference Laboratories knows what happened, how it happened, why it happened, so they can prevent it from happening again. Because when they issued their statement the other day, I read it. It's 93 words and it says nothing. It doesn't say anything about what exactly happened, and it creates the impression it could happen again. Yeah. So they need to be ready for it, and they need to be ready to mobilize to determine which positives are false positives, which ones are real positives, and then you need to worry about the possibility of false negatives. I mean, as problematic as false positives are, false negatives even worse, because that puts a guy who's got the virus out onto the field during a game, shedding virus onto anyone he comes close to, and potentially sets the stage for the outbreak that we've kind of been bracing for the last month, but hasn't happened yet.
Why has Hard Knocks been flat? A lack of interest or juice with the Chargers and the Rams?
Well, I think a couple of reasons, because at first I thought, hey, you know what? This is the year that Hard Knocks may actually be interesting because we're not otherwise getting a glimpse inside what's happening in these training camps in this era of COVID-19. So this is access that the media isn't getting, but I just don't think there's a national following for either team. There's definitely not a local following in LA yet for either team. And I think people have other things to worry about. I saw an article the other day that there's less interest this year in fantasy football than ever before. I just think with everything that's currently going on in our country, in our lives, in our own individual worlds, things that otherwise would be higher on the stack of stuff we give a crap about, those things are falling down. Hard Knocks is falling down. Fantasy football is falling down. And we'll see what spot pro football occupies 2 weeks from today when the games start.
Do you make your Super Bowl pick soon?
I wait as long as I possibly can. Typically after the championship game. But here's the thing. Even if you get it right, like, nobody cares if you get it right. But if you get it wrong, if you get it really wrong, you can never get away from it. You can never live it down. But we'll do that right before the season starts. But, Dan, you look at where we are. You look at how important continuity is going to be, coaching staff, players. I mean, how do we – even though the Chiefs had to come from 24 down against the Texans, 10 points twice against the Titans in the first half, 10 points with 7 minutes left against the 49ers, how do you not look at the Chiefs and say, when you consider what they did last year, if they can keep that nucleus healthy, especially Patrick Mahomes, how do they not emerge, even though it hasn't happened in 20 years, how do they not emerge as the champion back-to-back?
Give me a good team that you don't think is going to be in the Super Bowl, or maybe not even make the playoffs.
A good team that won't make the playoffs. I could see it fall apart for the Green Bay Packers, depending upon how Aaron Rodgers interacts with the coaching staff and how all of that plays out. Although the indications are it's going to be an Aaron Rodgers revenge tour after what happened with Jordan Love. I think on the other side of the ledger in the AFC, the Texans are a team that's won the division a couple years in a row. How are they going to be this year? I don't see the Ravens falling off at all. I think the question for them is, can they win in the playoffs? I think the bigger challenge is finding that team that's off the radar that is going to be pretty good. And, you know, the Falcons finished the year 6-2. And everybody's talking about the Saints and the Buccaneers in the NFC South. I think the Falcons have an opportunity to surprise some people. They've still got a good nucleus, and Matt Ryan is one of the best in the NFL who doesn't get the credit for it. The Falcons are one of those teams I'm keeping an eye on that could make some noise this year. And, Dan, that seventh playoff spot in each conference makes a huge difference. Teams are going to be alive a lot longer, and that one last team that gets in, if they draw a division rival in the first round, a 2-7 game that way, man, all bets are off as to who's going to win that game.
If I said you could have the Falcons or the Buccaneers this year?
Oh, I think I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Because, you know, the Tom Brady factor is undeniable. And if they handle Rob Gronkowski properly and keep him healthy, and I think that's one of the reasons why they kept O.J. Howard and didn't trade him, I think they're going to, just like the Patriots did in 2018, not really use Gronk to his full capacity until we get closer to the postseason. And I think the Bucs are going to make it with seven teams in the – And I see they were 7-7 with Jameis Winston last year going into the final two games of the season. And, you know, Tom Brady bringing that Patriot mentality, and it's going to be infectious, and the weapons he's got are just incredible. If he can get rid of the ball quickly enough, because the offensive line, you know, isn't going to be dominant, but he's going to, but if he can do it, Dan, you know, all the hype, I think, is going to come to fruition for the Buccaneers.
Good to talk to you, Mike. Do you have any wine in your wine cellar?
I do. I've got a lot more spots for wine than I have actual wine bottles because we drink a lot of it, but there's some back there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Until tonight, until I drink it all.
It looks like you got Boone's Farm back there.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog 2020. Thank you, Mike.
All right, see you, Dan.
That's Mike Florio, co-host of Pro Football Live on Peacock. A couple of phone calls here. Wayne in Nebraska joins us. Wayne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Lifelong Redskins fan, born on the reservation. I've only been embarrassed to be a Redskins fan for about 17 years since Snyder's taken over.
Yeah.
We're a dumpster fire.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to change anytime soon. I just don't know if the commissioner, is not going to investigate Daniel Snyder, then I don't know if anything is going to change here. The only thing that might change is all these lawsuits and all of these women who are going to file these lawsuits. And thanks for the phone call, Wayne. Good luck. But I don't think anything's changing anytime soon. Chris in Virginia. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First, just a quick comment. As one of four Chargers fans in the country, we've watched every Hard Knocks episode, and they're great. What I wanted to ask is, from a broadcaster's perspective, can you talk a little bit about what happened last night with the NBA? So you come on the air, and you think you're going to cover this game, mm-hmm. and then you've got to switch topics in a major way. So I'm just curious from your perspective, like how you move the audience along, what you do behind the scenes to move the conversation, you know, what you're asking your producers for, that kind of stuff.
Well, I was fortunate, and thanks for the phone call, Chris, that when I worked at ESPN, that we were, you know, you kind of adapt on the fly, but you're also, you've been in that situation before. And then it'll be, okay, what reporter do we get? You know, how do we advance the story? The Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants, the earthquake game, that was some of the best live TV reporting, not just sports, the best live TV reporting that I've ever seen. Because I had Bob Lee, who was there, and Bob is as good as any reporter, not sports reporter, any reporter you'll find in America. And Al Michaels was doing the play-by-play. And Al, from the Bay Area, understood the Bay Area, and he is in the building, and he's got all the landscapes. He's got the bridges. He knows everything that's going on there. And then Bob was doing interviews. Joe Torre was with us, obviously the former manager. He was the analyst there. Chris Berman was also helping. Chris, a San Francisco Giants fan. So understanding it in the moment and taking advantage of the resources that you have. When Magic Johnson had his press conference, I was given a heads up right before the press conference. The late, great Dick Shapp said, Magic has HIV. So then all of a sudden, we're scrambling that we have to go, okay, who can help us with this topic? And who's on site to help us with this topic? And then can you put a piece together that gives people an idea of what is HIV? And this is a long time ago. When we didn't know, and I didn't know, as I'm throwing it to Magic Johnson, I didn't know how long Magic was going to speak. I didn't know if others were going to speak after Magic made his announcement. So there are a lot of moments where you have to tap dance, is what we call it in this business. But the ability to have great people behind the scenes is never more prominent, more important than then, because they're calm. The people who are in your ear telling you, we got this coming up, or you got to vamp a little bit. Hey, ad lib for about 30 seconds here, then we'll get that piece of sound from this person. Those people make you great. And I was surrounded by that at the mothership for 18 years. Yeah, Paul.
One that stands out to me is the O.J. Bronco chase as the, I think, game six of the NBA Finals with the Houston Rockets and the Knicks. And it's Bob Casas and Marv Albert and those guys, and they're trying to cover a really important basketball game, a serious basketball game to a market of New York Knicks fans and Houston fans while the OJ chase is going on in a split screen. And I think they brought Tom Brokaw in at one point in mid-game.
Yeah. It's just having those people who have been in it before. As we like to say in the business, live bullets. When they're being fired, that's when you really earn your paycheck, that you're able to do it. You know, we did live every single night that I did SportsCenter, it was live. And that ability to be able to go, okay, somebody's going to go, the highlight's not there. You got to ad lib for 30 seconds. Okay, I got to ad lib on the Indians and you know, the Milwaukee Brewers facing one another. Not easy, but that's some of the, that's kind of the fun part of it. I love that there's no net there. But anybody in the business or wants to get into the business, understand that those people behind the scenes are so valuable, and don't take them for granted, because when you do have those issues, I mean, case in point, Steve Bartman. Steve Bartman, we thought, was calling into SportsCenter one night, and I was hosting SportsCenter. Now, it would have been the biggest get of the year. And my producer, coordinated producer at the time, complete trust in him. And look, this one slipped by the goalie, and we realized that we got punked on the air by somebody from Howard Stern's show. But I trusted him and still would trust him to this day, because you're in battle with them, and they're there, and they've got you, and they help you. And you know, I was lucky that none of the Danettes were there, because that
made them worse.
Yes. But having those people behind the scenes, a producer talking to you in your ear, you know, when I would do the Super Bowl, and I'd be down on the field, and you're on an island, it's chaos. It's noise, it's chaos, and I would have my producer from Football Night in America, Sam Flood, in my ear, and all he does is just guide you. And when I did the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, when I'm hosting the Super Bowl, and that's 7 hours on the air, and you just need somebody who guides you from point A to point B, back to point A, over to point C, over to point Q, back to point A, and those people are so valuable. But when you're down there on the podium and you feel like you're alone, even though there's 100 million people watching and 80,000 in the stands, you feel like you're alone. And all you can do is screw up there. If you do well, nobody cares. Screw up. Yeah, you asked Gronk about, did you forget the, one of my moments where I asked Gronk, did you forget what this felt like? And he goes, well, this is my first Super Bowl that I've won. But I shook it off fast. It's like you get hit and you go, I got to shake that off. Yeah, see.
I was worried about you in the moment there. I remember watching at a bar. He said that. And I was immediately went from like, tomorrow's the best day ever to, oh, dear, tomorrow's not going to be good.
Yep. Yes, Week 11.
Well, you're never alone up there because you had Kevin Hart, right?
Oh, Kevin Hart. So I'm handing out the trophy to the Eagles, and I can see, well, you know what? Let me take a break here. I'll come back. The whole Kevin Hart situation was bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. I'm just trying to do my job. So we'll come back. Chris Mannix will join us from the bubble. I got an update on what happened late last night with the NBA players, in particular the Lakers. I'll have that for you coming up when we come back. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio. I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're all faced with new challenges these days. If you need legal help for yours, count on LegalZoom. You can start online. Their network of independent attorneys providing advice when you need it the most. And since LegalZoom isn't a law firm, you don't have to leave your home. Visit LegalZoom.com today for more information. Still have time for the next great podcast till the end of the month. You can submit your pitch, and we'll select up to 10 semifinalists. If you've ever had that idea and you just want somebody to listen to it, now's your opportunity. But we have entries from all over the world, over 500 entries for the next great podcast.com. We pick 10 semifinalists, and then we're going to give you $1,000 each to produce a pilot episode. And then we're going to open it up for everybody to vote on it across the iHeartRadio platforms. And you're going to have millions of people hearing the pitches and deciding on who is going to have the next great podcast. And I'm going to go into business with you for that first year. So good luck with that. ESPN sources say several key members of the Lakers and some peers around the league, according to Woj, stayed up until the early morning hours talking through issues in the bubble among key players in the league heading into the 11 a.m. meeting today. There is optimism about a majority of players wanting to continue the playoffs. That wasn't the case last night. And as I mentioned, my source, an agent to some of the players in the bubble, said, hot burner, front burner, this is bleeping hot right now. That's how important it was that he thought last night that the Lakers and Clippers were not going to play and therefore they were going to have to shut down, that the season was going to be canceled. But 11 o'clock coming up in about 10 minutes, the players will get together. The owners are going to get together in a separate meeting. I don't think the commissioner is in the bubble. I haven't heard anything. I guess you can Zoom in. But it would certainly add a little bit more sense of urgency if he was in the bubble with these players. But I don't think he's there. But we'll talk to Chris Mannix coming up. I mentioned Super Bowl when the Eagles beat the Patriots. And you're up on the podium, and it's you know, chaos there because the Eagles have finally won a Super Bowl, and it's a really magical moment there. Great story with Nick Foles, and Doug Peterson is the head coach, Mr. Lurie, the owner. Like, it's an emotional moment. So I just hear this noise behind me, and I'm going, like, who's that angry? Like, who's upset? And I look over, and Kevin Hart, and, you know, longtime Eagles fan, he's trying to get on the podium. And he's had a couple of beverages. And I'm going, like, what is going on with Kevin Hart? And security is holding back Kevin Hart. Now, I know Kevin's really famous, but, you know, we had some business to do up there on the podium. But he just wanted to get up there and have confetti rain down on him and, you know, get to hold the trophy, and which I'm going to guess he got that opportunity, but man, was he upset. Do we have any of the audio from when he was on with us? Now, the last time we saw each other, I was handing out the Super Bowl trophy.
I was trying to get there.
You were trying to get up on stage.
Yeah, I was trying to get where you were.
You were trying to blow up my spot.
I was trying to blow up your spot. You know, that was definitely one of my best worst moments. That's what I call it.
Because I would have invited you up had I known you were there.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. You know, I was a little intoxicated. You know the alcohol stuff works. You know, if you drink enough of it, it's going to get up on you.
Okay, but yeah, take us through watching the game then.
Watching the game. All right. So for those people listening, if you don't know, I am a diehard Philadelphia fan. I'm everything Philadelphia. I'm from Philly. I bleed Philly. So the Super Bowl was a big deal. I got a suite. I took my whole team to the Super Bowl. We watched the game. After winning the Super Bowl, I said, no, we got to go down on the field. It can't end like this. I got to go and experience this with my team. So I have no passes, no laminates, nothing. I get down to the field off of pure fame and wit. Everybody I went to as I'm going down, they're like, sir, do you have passes? And I'm like, no, I'm Kevin Hart. And they're like, they just kept letting me by. And I was like, oh, I guess it's working. And they was like, who you with? And I was like, all these people right here. All the black people behind me are with me. We get down to the field. We're on the field. I have no idea how we got there. We are on the field. Confetti's coming down. I'm with the team. I'm in like a huddle. We're like doing dances. And one of the guys go, oh, yo, the trophy. They're bringing out the trophy. And I was like, I want to be a part of that. And I was like, I'm going to the stage. I told everybody, watch my wife. I'll be back. Y'all stay with my wife. And he was like, Kev, where are you going? I said, to the stage. I'm going up there so I can be with the trophy. The city wants to see me do this.
Yeah. So it was bizarre, though, because I could see that he was demonstrably upset and lots of security there. But he wanted to get up there on the podium. And I remember coming down off the podium after handing out the trophy, and he's still yelling at people. I'm Kevin Hart. Kept saying that over. I'm Kevin Hart. Like, good luck with that, Kev. We'll talk to Chris Mannix. Is there going to be basketball today or tonight? Seems like there's some positive news coming out of the bubble. We'll talk to Mannix. He'll join us coming up next.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.